Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Glad I had a chance to sit in on this one last Saturday. As electric an atmosphere as I can recall, but then it was Purdue. Purdue, number one Purdue, made the hair on the arms rise a bit, made Purdue careless a bit early and often that opening half. It was as good a first 20 minutes I can remember the Hoosiers playing. And in the end, sustain and finish things off with JHS making the big plays. And then the sea of red storming Simon Scott Assembly Hall to the tune of 79-74.
I mean, from the start to the end of that half, boy, our defense was really, really good. We didn't cave. This team has had its ups and downs. And when we've been in ball games, we've been able to deliver. And I thought we got two big defensive stops coming down the stretch. And then Jalen hit two big buckets to give us the cushion that we needed. And you got to have that when you're talking about trying to win at a high level. And I thought then they answered the bell.
They'll have to answer the bell again Tuesday night at 6:30 at Simon Scott. It's Rutgers. And they won round one in early December by 15. By the way, Terry Morin's women completed the boiler down double 69-46 Sunday, blowing Purdue out of sold-out Mackey Arena. That's ahead next. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, the boiler down double complete. Terry Morin's fourth-ranked Hoosiers used another stifling shutdown defensive effort Sunday to usher Purdue right out of Mackey Arena before the largest crowd ever to watch a women's game, 14,800 and some, 69-46 the final. The Hoosiers' 10th in a row, 8th straight over the boiler women. Chloe Moore McNeil, what an afternoon, with Purdue wrapping its defense around Mackenzie Holmes. Moore shook loose, hit three threes early, 13 points on the day, 9 rebounds, 5 steals, 3 assists, and a block. Not a bad day's work.
Decided to play a little bit off of Chloe, trying to clog it in, double with Matt, and I thought Chloe did a tremendous job of handling herself, just hitting the threes, but also taking opportunities to attack as well, proud of the way she handled herself.
Terry not only had Chloe in double figures, Sydney Parrish and Mack each had 15, and Sarah Scalia with 14. Purdue was only 1 of 17 in the third, and Indiana outscored them 19-2, breaking open what was a tight 31-26 game at half. Back home Thursday, a big one, number 6 Iowa coming in Thursday at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.